This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is committed to being a nation where human rights are not only protected but also celebrated. Addressing Human Rights Day 2025 and the National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, the President emphasized that dignity is non-negotiable and that no one should be deprived of the rights. President Murmu highlighted that Human Rights Day forms the backdrop of a just, equitable and compassionate society. Ms. Murmu added that justice must remain the birthright of every person in India.
Human rights are contained in the vision of our constitution. Highlighting our constitutional objectives, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar has said, "We must make our political democracy a social democracy as well. Human rights promote social democracy. Human rights encompass the right to live without fear, to learn without barriers, to work without exploitation, and to age with dignity."
In Lok Sabha, discussion on election reforms is underway. Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to reply to the discussion. Intervening in the discussion yesterday, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said Special Intensive Division SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. Mr. Meghwal said elections are not merely a political exercise, but a festival of democracy, celebrated by crores of people who participate in it. Speaking on the election reforms, leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha, and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. today. The House will resume further discussions on the 150th anniversary of the song Bande Mataram shortly. Yesterday, initiating the discussion, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in the nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition, the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Bande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters from the Congress went to jail chanting Bande Mataram. The Union Education Ministry informed Lok Sabha that 9 new polytechnic institutes have been established in Jammu and Kashmir under the centrally sponsored scheme that was implemented by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, MSDE. The ministry further said that a total of 170 polytechnics have been established across the country under this component. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled the valour of all those who were a part of the Assam movement on the occasion of Shahid Divas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the movement will always have a prime place in the nation's history. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's commitment to fulfilling the dreams of those who participated in the Assam movement, notably the strengthening of Assam's culture and the all-round progress of the state. Deepavali, one of India's foremost cultural and spiritual festivals, has been included in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity today. Announcing this, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said this is an emotional moment for every Indian. He said that Deepavali is not just celebrated, but it is felt, lived and absorbed across the generations. US-based tech giant Amazon has announced to invest $35 billion in India by 2030. Senior VP Emerging Markets of Amazon, Amit Agarwal, announced this today at the 6th edition of Amazon Sambhav Summit in New Delhi. He added that the investment aligns with Amazon's growth with the vision of Viksit Bharat. He also highlighted that it will generate an additional 1 million direct, indirect and seasonal jobs. In hockey, India defeated Uruguay 3-1 in a shootout after an intense 1-1 draw in the qualifying match for the 9-12 positions at the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025 in Santiago last night. India will next play against Spain tomorrow for the 9th place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.